turn my mic on, it'll be even better, right?
Yeah.
Another exciting edition of Geek Culture Congress here. One of your hosts, as always, Louis Speedy Jr. Gonzalez, accompanied by the very funny and talented Mr. Tarek Lewis. Tarek, we welcome once again.
I am present here.
Yes, and we are here to give our spoiler-free review of Spider-Man Far From Home. We got the privilege.
Starring Spider-Man.
Yeah, we got the privilege to check it out.
Yes, we did.
Before anybody else. So we're going to tell you how it was and if you should waste your money on it this 4th of July weekend, right?
You can't say, should you waste your money on it?
You should.
Implied in waste.
You will.
Means that you're wasting it.
It definitely won't be a waste. But go ahead, Tarek. Why don't you get into how you feel about the movie?
I mean, I gave it a 3 out of 10.
Okay.
It reminded me of that time, the Good Times, the musical.
Yeah.
It was kind of the same thing. No. It was
well, at least they weren't singing and dancing like Spider-Man 3.
Right. This was so Spider-Man is my favorite superhero.
Yeah.
Probably. I would say my favorite superhero.
Mm-hmm.
Near and dear to me. I thought the movie was good. I think it's something you should definitely spend your money on. I don't think it's at the level that we have come to expect from Marvel. I don't think it's as good as Spider-Man Homecoming.
That's fair enough.
It's a natural comparison.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the movie. Some of the humor fell flat for me. And I know a lot of people were laughing in the theater, and I was looking around like, what are you guys laughing at? Like, that was a 1983 Laurel and Hardy flashback honeymooners joke right there. You guys are laughing at it. Okay, I guess, to each his own. But I thought it was overall a good film. I think it's definitely worth a check. They do some great Spider-Man-like moments in there.
Okay.
For me, that's a big payoff.
Yeah.
Some people who will name nameless were so hyped up by the, mid-credit scene and the end scene that they bumped.
I was hyped up by them.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to name you, Speedy.
I liked them.
But some other people we were sitting with, too, were just so hyped by that they bumped the movie up in their... in their view. I was not one of those people, but it's an enjoyable film. I think this one is a lot more suited for kids. Well, except for one part, but we won't talk about that.
Yeah, we won't spoil that at all.
A lot more suited for kids than anything else, but this is not Winter Soldier, Civil War, Endgame, Infinity War.
Right.
It's Ant-Man.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough. So what'd you give it a scale? Let's go a scale of 5. How about that?
3.
Three? Solid 3?
Give it a 3 out of 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I give it a 4 out of 5, and I'll tell you why. Just because I understand the Spider-Man story that they're kind of trying to get to.
Cop out. Okay.
Yeah.
Cop out.
I got to say, I know the source material. What do you want me to do? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I get it. It's not the Spider-Man. It's not the Sam Raimi Spider-Man, I'll tell you that, okay? If you want that story, you want down-and-out Spider-Man and, how he overcomes his emotions and stuff like that, Sam Raimi already did it. It's called Spider-Man, and it's a really great movie. You should go watch it. But this Spider-Man is, it's the Spider-Man that they created to fit in the universe and a narrative bigger narrative that they're trying to tell. And I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the comedy for the most part. It's got some very funny parts. It's a 16-year-old Spider-Man. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Like, he does knucklehead stuff, You know what I mean? And, it's not the college version Spider-Man, It has a little bit of adults on it. He's paying bills and stuff. You know what I mean? He's not quite there yet.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I like that they're showing the scientific side of him, that he is a very smart person, that he is of brain, and they let that show a little bit in this movie. I appreciate I appreciate where this fits in the Marvel Cinematic Universe going forward. I don't think it was as good as Homecoming. I agree with you there. And his own merits, I definitely give it a 4 out of 5. But if I had to say which one's better than the other, I definitely would say Homecoming was definitely a more traditional Spider-Man movie. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. More, this is what Spider-Man is all about, you know? But I get where they're trying to take the... I see the vision that they're trying to take the character. So I'm with it. I'm in for it, you know? I really like to stay for the cut scenes, the end scenes. There's two of them. So don't miss them. Don't get up. Or if you're going to run really quick and run back so you don't miss them. Because you'll be kicking yourself if you don't, if you do. And it's definitely a good time in the movies, I'll tell you that. You know, a worst case scenario. So I'd highly recommend it. Go check it out. 4th of July weekend. It's going to be in movie theaters Tuesday, I believe, Tuesday, right? Yes. Yeah, it's starting Tuesday. Yeah. So the whole 4th of July, because 4th of July is weird this year.
Yeah.
I think 4th of July does that on purpose, throws us like a curveball.
Yeah, we need
every,
to
like,
schedule the
years.
Independence of America better.
Oh man, so go check it out, Spider-Man Far From Home in theater starting Tuesday. Okay, Tuesday.
Yeah, it's definitely worth a check out. You won't be disappointed.
Definitely. I really like the little bit of torment that Spider-Man went through in his movie. That was very Spider-Man-ish. You know what I mean? That was like they ripped it out of comic book, you know?
Yeah. That's the part I did not like.
Yeah, you didn't like that? No, I mean, that was like some psychological Spider-Man stuff that they ripped out of the comic book and they put it on the movie screen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Some, like I said, for all the colors of the rainbow or the likes of the world.
Yeah, maybe, you know, I'm just dead inside, and I need the torment of Winter Soldiers. You know, maybe I need that, and I need Killmongers, and
but you know, they're coming for you. I need Black Panther 2s, and your
I need those types of I need that type of conflict.
Yeah,
I quite didn't have that. I would say the performances
are
really good.
I think they'll get there with Spider-Man. I just think right now they need to tell this story. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
just to get where
I do feel like they told this story already in Homecoming.
So I think it was a little bit of a continuation.
Yeah, a little repetitive.
A little bit of button of, a little bit.
Well, let me give this compliment, though. It does tie in well to the whole, it gives a great view of the world after Endgame.
Yeah, so definitely.
What it's like.
If for anything, it's worth that.
It's worth that. Yeah.
Especially if you dig the Endgame and you're just obsessing over it right now. So.
Yeah. And J.B. Smoove is in it. I got to support J.B. Smoove as a fellow comedian.
Yeah.
I got to support J.B. Smoove, you know.
Yeah. And there's some other surprise things in there we just cannot spoil, so. It's definitely a good time of the movies. Go check it out. Spider-Man Far From Home is in theaters right now. And
July 2nd.
I'm sorry. Tuesday. Starting Tuesday. July 2nd, I believe.
July 2nd, yes.
That's right. So, Tarek, let them know what's going on with you in your world right
just
now.
Just follow me on Instagram. Excuse me. My name is Tarek. And hit up my YouTube page, Tarek Lewis. I mean, that's my name, so that's where I will be. And other than that, I'm going on vacation. Leave me alone.
All right. You can follow my Nocturnal Life as a DJ at DJ Speedy JR. All socials, all the same. And I also edit a comic book. It's called Alien Knox, done by the Armless Comics. And check it out as well. It's all over Comixology and anywhere you can find a comic book. So digitally, anyway.
Yeah.
We're not quite there yet, but we're available. We're available. We're doing it. Signing off. Another Geek Culture Congress. We'll be back with some more in-depth discussion of Spider-Man Far From Home. Hopefully after Joey Franchise watches it, we'll get him on the show. And then we can really dig into what we experienced there in the movie. And then you can, you know, you could dig into your problems with it. I had some problems with some things, too. I did. But for all in all, it was a good movie. Go check it out, Spider-Man. See you next time. Geek Culture Congress signing off.
Peace.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.